New day,
new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong, positive
Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. If you could see me right now, know what you would see? Me jumping up and down, waving yellow flags at you as I try to get your fucking attention. To those of you who need to hear this, caution, slow the fuck down. If you ever watch auto racing, NASCAR, or fucking Grand Prix with them fancy ass race cars, you have probably seen when that damn yellow flag gets waved. And it usually comes out after there's been an accident, and now that damn racetrack is filled with dangerous hazards. That yellow flag is a warning to all the other damn drivers to slow the fuck down. Now, they need that warning because up until that point, all the motherfuckers are trying to win. Sometimes when you win, you don't want to fucking stop, but you want to fucking win. And if they ass it and slow down, they run the risk of slamming the fuck into that damn hat. Now, most of the drivers who see that flag slow down instantly. In their minds, they want to win. But at the same time, they're smart and they know they've got a lot to lose if they hurt themselves or someone else for that damn matter. But, see people, all my amazing people out there, there's always some motherfucker in a bullshit-ass car that never had a chance to win anyway, who sees someone else's misfortune as their damn opportunity to get ahead. Now, those reckless motherfuckers are more of a hazard than the damn hazard. So all of you out there, I'm waving the yellow flag. Now, I know you want to win. I know you fucking want to win. It's built into our existence that we want to fucking win. But while you're going for yours, keep your eyes on the road. Be aggressively cautious and cautiously aggressive. Even with the finish line in sight, danger lurks. And for those of you who run a reckless race without regards to the other cars on the track, I'm waving that red flag. Shut your shit down and reassess your driving style before you kill somebody. Woo!
Yeah, I listened to you. I was going to interrupt you, but I just couldn't. That was so good. NASCAR should call you and have you speak to the drivers, especially like new drivers. I feel like they could do a course where you could teach the drivers how to be cautious and also high school graduates. That was somewhere between a graduation speech and a speech you should deliver to NASCAR drivers in the locker room.
Fuck yeah, Miles. That might be also great.
What?
The Puppy Bowl. You ever see the Puppy Bowl, Miles?
Yeah.
I love Puppy Bowl.
You see? So you want to deliver this at the Puppy Bowl as well?
Fuck yeah, Miles. Motivate them goddamn dogs, Miles. I love the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, I just saw that it really did apply to being cautious and being aggressive and going for yours, but not wanting to take advantage of others. And the Puppy Bowl, it's just a bunch of puppies running around.
What do you mean running around?
Well, they don't run around. What puppy bowl do you watch?
What are you talking about, Miles? These are professionals. These fucking puppies train for that game, Miles.
Okay. You know what? Let me stop being me for a moment and just go with you and acknowledge that you could inspire even some puppies.
Got that right, Miles. You see the game when they won, and they put Gatorade on the coach.
The puppies did.
Yeah, Miles, you see that? Do you see that one?
They don't have opposable thumbs. I don't know how they were able to grab the Gatorade.
But they all grabbed it together and they just poured the fucking Gatorade on the coach.
That stuff is yellow at times. Are you sure it was Gatorade? They were puppies, you know.
It might have been puppy pee. I don't know.
Puppy pee. Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more Gatorade and wisdom out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, A Network for Grateful Living, a year of gratitude, inspiration for living life as a gift. And here's today's quote.
I hear it, Miles.
It should be expected that we will find wonder in a vast mountain landscape, but it is a more serious challenge to find wonder in a hill. It is a great achievement to find it in a molehill. And it's by Tristan Gooley.
Ooh, wee. That's a lot of words, man. I'm going to read it again, Miles, just for the hell of it.
Okay.
It should be expected that we would find wonder in a vast mountain landscape, but it is a more serious challenge to find wonder in a hill. It is a great achievement to find it in a molehill, Miles. A mole. molehill. Oh, I like that.
So are you ready to find some wonder?
Fuck yeah, Miles. I love wonder. I love some wonder, Miles.
Well, you take a few moments to wonder about the wonder, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, "It should be expected that we will find wonder in a vast mountain landscape, but it is a more serious challenge to find wonder in a hill. It is a great achievement to find it in a molehill."
Now, look, this is to everybody out there. You know, we love to address you guys because we want to let you know that we care and we hear you fucking listening. And you better be listening. Now, we live in an achievement-driven damn society. People are always looking to, as kids say, level up. That's video game talk for getting your ass to the next level. Beating that damn boss at the end of what level you are on and advancing. Now, if you ever played a video game and been stuck in a part of the game where you need to get past a big boss and you know how frustrating that shit can be, Miles, that shit fucking makes you mad when you can't fucking get there, Miles.
I hate that.
Oh, fuck, man. That shit drives you crazy. You want to throw the goddamn controller, Miles?
Yeah.
First, you think that damn game is cheating, Miles. You fucking call that motherfucker a cheater. You goddamn cheating ass game.
The games do cheat sometimes.
They say they don't, Miles, but they do. Goddamn cheater. Now, Miles, first you think that game is cheating. And then you start feeling, you know, like getting past this damn boss. It's impossible, Miles. Until you check online for tips and find out that other motherfuckers have definitely gotten past this damn boss, Miles, the big boss. See, that's like real damn life, Miles. Sometimes you come up against some big-ass obstacles with your relationships, your job, or worse yet, your damn health. Big-ass challenges, Miles. Now, these are the mountains of your life, Miles.
Yeah.
The big-ass summit-filled obstacles that you find blocking your path to happiness.
That's deep.
I like that too, Miles. Got a little ring to it. The thing with these mountains is, by the time you get to them, you have picked up items along the way. A sword, a magical spell, good health insurance. These are big mountains in life that we know in the back of our heads that one day we might have to do battle with, Miles. And everybody out there.
It's one of those metaphors where you were half in, half out. Because there's not many video games I've played where you got health insurance.
This quote is not so much about big mountains, Miles. And everybody out there. This one is more about the small obstacles that we go through. The molehill, Miles. You ever see a molehill?
I don't think so.
It's just a little-ass mound of dirt shaped like a miniature mountain, and it's made by a fucking freaky-ass-looking thing called a mole. See, Miles, let me tell you something. If you ever saw one of these motherfuckers in real life, it would freak you the fuck out, Miles. Now, to everyone listening, pause this damn show, Google a damn image of a mole, and then hit play on this podcast and look at that nasty bitch while I describe it. You need a visual of this shit.
Yeah.
Go on. Everybody out there, go ahead. I'll wait. I'll give you another 10 seconds.
I got mine up.
Everybody ready? You got it?
I got it.
Okay. Now, rats are bad. But people don't realize how lucky we are that we have rats running around instead of moles, Miles.
Yeah, this thing's nasty.
Miles, first of all, they're pudgy as fuck, man.
Yeah.
And they have a face like a fucking seal, Miles.
Okay, I don't think you should fat shame them, but yeah, it's a little pudgy.
Yeah, you're a little pudgy. You know, but the worst thing is their damn hands, Miles.
Ugh, yeah.
They got big-ass hands with fucking fingers, Miles. 5 long-ass fingers on each damn big-ass hand, Miles. These motherfuckers could snatch shit from you in an instant. Your purse, your damn keys, your wig. Set your fucking wig off, Miles. Your cell phone while you're using this shit. And don't fuck around and let it see you enter a password. That motherfucker will type that shit in and go to your settings and change your touch ID to his nasty ass fingers, Miles. These moles are sneaky as fuck, Miles.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but they look nasty. The thing with the hand, it's like they're furry creatures, but then their hands aren't.
Miles, I seen a mole give somebody a wedgie, Miles. They don't give a fuck, Miles. They're the conniving, sneaky ass little animals, Miles.
Yeah.
You're sitting there watching TV, and motherfucker's in your house, Miles, and he ties your shoestrings together, and you fucking get up, and you flip the fuck over, Miles. And this little motherfucker done tied your goddamn shoestrings together.
I didn't realize moles were so mischievous.
It's because they don't have pockets, Miles. They need fucking pockets, put their hands in the pockets. Evolution should have gave them pockets. If they got the fucking hands, why didn't I have pockets?
You have a landline phone and off in the distance, you just hear beep, beep. They're just dialing random numbers on your phone.
They're doing hand shit, Miles, finger shit. Arm wrestling each other and shit. Doing stupid shit like that. You know, walking them two moles arm wrestling, Miles?
No, I've never.
You walking, get the fuck out of here. They fucking scatter.
Okay, we need more about the mole hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That damn mole hill, Miles. Now, while it looks like a miniature mountain, it ain't shit, Miles. I mean, at best, the top of that thing is maybe 1 foot in the air. If you saw one, you could step right over that shit, Miles. Unless, of course, that mole reached up and grabbed your ass with them fucking hands, Miles.
Probably would, from what you said about him.
But the key is, you would need to see that bitch, Miles. If you didn't see it, you could easily trip over that motherfucker, Miles. And here's the thing with molehills. Usually, they are no spells for them, Miles. No special sword. A molehill is something you are just supposed to be able to handle, Miles. The big bosses in your life are supposed to be hard. The mountains of your life are supposed to be challenged. But this little obstacle ain't supposed to be shit, Miles. Super Mario Brother isn't supposed to have trouble with a damn slow-ass turtle. He should just be able to stomp on it and keep moving, Miles. A molehill is your damn meter running out. I mean, sure, you know, I'm sure getting a damn ticket will ruin your fucking day, but a parking ticket is nothing to cry over.
It's annoying, though.
It annoy the fuck out of you. But see, you got to have other shit going on in your day, Miles, and then that fucking ticket will be the cherry on top that makes your fucking day fucked up. You say, and then we say, now this.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Of course you can see that. Shit. I've seen people cry over a goddamn ticket, Miles. See, that would be you making a mountain out of a damn molehill. See, that's where that came from, Miles. So, in other words, you would be turning something small into something big. And no one is trying to hear that shit, man. Especially when your car gets booted for unpaid tickets and you try to get one of your friends to take it to the goddamn toy yard. Now that's when the mountains start popping up because people got to move other shit around their schedule to help your ass out. But your shit got towed, Miles.
Right, and it didn't get towed off one ticket. You let that ticket and those other tickets grow from a molehill to a mountain.
There you go. You fucked up. That's your fault.
It should be expected that we will find wonder in a vast mountain landscape, but it is a more serious challenge to find wonder in a hill. It is a great achievement to find it in a molehill. We pointed out the mountain stuff are the big things in life, but the molehill, they're the little things waiting to trip you up. They're the parking ticket, the unpaid ticket. They're the mole actually reaching its nasty, gangly hands out of the molehill and grabbing you. How do you end this?
Okay, here's how I end it, man. Here's the takeaway. Mountains are a big-ass challenge that hopefully you spend your life preparing for. And molehills are just small obstacles that people don't give a second thought to. But I'm telling you, if you view that molehill that way, you are doomed to trip over that shit. Don't take any obstacle for granted. Don't assume success. Strive for it. Now, most games of Mario Brothers ends on a fucking turtle taking out Mario. That was your last fucking man, and you took that shit for granted. And trust me, that fucking mole is just waiting to grab you by your shoelace, drag you to the ground, tie you up with that same goddamn shoelace, and then make you smell his damn creepy-ass finger. So I say this, people out there, tie your laces. Keep your meter topped off and watch where you're going. Greet each obstacle you encounter in life with awareness and keep moving forward.
Good sound advice.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot about moles in particular.
You got that right, you did.
But definitely, yes, prepare for the big things, but don't take for granted the small things. Be ready for those as well because they can trip you up and then you'll get tied up by a mischievous mole.
Goddamn right. And if you walk in on a mole, on some moles having an arm wrestling match, you know what? Get in it. Fuck it, you know?
Yeah. You probably can beat them. I mean,
I'm not sure, man.
Proportionately, they're probably stronger, but overall, you're probably a lot stronger than a mole.
No, I probably fucking do. I would probably underestimate them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or is it overestimate? Underestimate them. I would think it'd be fucking easy to beat their ass.
Thanks for joining us on a new episode of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar, a network for grateful living, a year of gratitude, inspiration for living life as a gift. As always, we hope you had a good time. Maybe even were inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment. And while you're at it, a great review and rating on Apple Podcasts. And please continue to leave us your quotes. As always, we'll be selecting some to feature on our show and be on the lookout for our special celebrity guest episodes where JB invites some of his cool celebrity friends to come on here and help us break down a quote. It'll be fun and you won't want to miss it. Once again, I'm Miles and he's
the mole killer. Come on, I got your ass.
We should
married, huh?
Kill Remo, moles. Maybe humanely catch them and, I don't know, send them to a rehab center. Send them to jail.
You fucking tough guy.
I mean, if they've done something wrong. Oh, or if you know a friend who needs a roommate, maybe send the mole there.
Got all these moles cheering for you.
Maybe a place to stay. What I'm saying is, you know, as creepy as their fingers
you
are,
son of a bitch.
It doesn't mean they're bad. And maybe if they had a good influence in their life, who would help them? Anyway, I want to see how this arm wrestling match turns out.
Got your ass! I beat your ass, mole!
This has been a Team Coco production.